May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, a phrase that I've often heard in my life is the word do-over. And that, and I hear that a lot from Christians too, is that when we fail, we need a do-over. And we, some people, Christians struggle with whether God allows do-overs, and then some Christians come to a place where they have a better understanding of grace. They understand that you can have do-overs, but the truth is, God doesn't believe in do-overs. So let me just read something, and I'll share it with you. Maybe it'll be an encouragement to you. So this is Romans chapter 6, some familiar passages of Scripture. What shall we say then? Are we to continue to sin? Are we continue in sin that grace might increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Now that's the premise. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? So, if the premise being, if you died to sin, then you shouldn't live in it anymore because dead men, dead women can't sin. Sin can't get to you. That's the premise. So that's a great idea, but how does that happen? I'm alive. So he goes on, he says, well, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be in union with the likeness of his resurrection. And so Jesus in his death and his resurrection, he experiences newness of life. That newness of life that Jesus has is ours. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body as a slave to sin might be put out of business, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. That's how he started. For he who has died is freed from sin. Well, how did I die? I died in his death. Christ incorporated me into his death. And these verses are fascinating. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also living in union with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death is no longer master over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. Verse 9 is interesting because it says, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. He never needs to die that death again where he carried all the broken, fallen, sinful humanity into his person, became your sin. The sin that was in you, he became that sin. That's the death that he died. And in that sense, death was master over him, had dominion over him. He surrendered to that. He intentionally embraced that so that he could put to death the old self. It was the only solution to the fall. The death of the old self and a resurrection of a new. Death of the old humanity, a resurrection of the new humanity. For if we have, again, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Jesus is never going to have a do-over. Death no longer is master over him. Now here are these next two verses. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. No do-overs. But the life that he lives, he's living to God. Even so, likewise, same way, consider yourselves dead to sin because his death was your death once and for all, but living to God in Christ Jesus. In other words, when you blow it, the mindset that says, I need a do-over, God says, well, no, I don't do do-overs. Well, does that mean that I'm done? You're finished with me? No, it means that The victory that you're still longing for was accomplished once and for all. And there's no do-overs. There's seeing the finished work of Christ and walking in it. You don't need a do-over. You need to have a see-over. You need to have a see it right. It's about believing. That's encouraging to me. Because we mentioned a couple weeks ago, we've been grafted in for the death that he died to sin once and for all. The life that he's living to God. Even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, because I died to sin in Christ. I rose from the dead with Christ. He said, even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, but living to God in Christ Jesus. That's the truth about you. That's who you are. You've been grafted into his walk with God. And his death to sin once and for all was your death to sin once and for all. And so it's not like I got to work on this more. You know the whole thing? Well, I'm working on it. He already worked on it. Totally. He's not going to work on it anymore because he worked on it, period. You died to it in him. Yeah, but I'm better. You don't have to settle for better. Died to sin once and for all. Victory's not I'm better. Victory is I'm free. Now, am I telling you that if you sin and you've blown it, then God's done with you? No. But God wants you to hear him say, you're done with this. I took care of that. Believe that and get up and start walking it out. Jesus said it's finished. That didn't sound like do-overs to me. Oh. Well, I've been praying to God I'd get set free from this. Happened already. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Oh. So I can stop asking God to set me free from this? Yes, because he already has. He wants you to believe it. His freedom from that is your freedom from that. Do you think Jesus is free from that? Yeah. Do you think he carried that into his body? Yeah. Do you think he died to that? You died to that in him? Yeah, and it was buried? Yeah. And now he's raised, and is he free from that? Then you're free from that. If he died to it, you died to it. And if he's free from it, you're free from it. Stop asking God to set you free from sin. He already did. Walk it out. And when you mess up, you just go, rats. That was not necessary. Because I've been free from that for 2,000 years before I was ever born. So I'm not pleading for him to do something that he bled for me to have. It's already yours. He's already answered your prayer. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.